It's a really tricky one because, as much as we want to make the medical side of things, he should have his operation and that be it. But we've sort of left. I've had a good chat with the boy today, and we're still unsure whether we go with it and get him injections and he just carries on, or we get the operation and that would be season finished. So I can't answer it really. We'll have another chat this afternoon.
I know what his preferred option would be.
Well, if it's basically down to him. If he wants to do it, fine. I can't make him do it, and he's not let anyone down if he decides. He was in absolute agony the other night, and I don't want to see that in one of my players. The boy's not let anyone down. He's been quite the opposite. It's a magnificent sort of attitude to play the games when he shouldn't be anywhere near the pitch, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I suppose he's got to judge it long term as well, hasn't he? Because if he stays playing this season and does some really nasty damage, then that could have implications on his future career.
Well, no, we've sort of covered that ground. There won't be a problem with that. You know, if that was the case, there was no way I'd make the decision and make sure he wasn't playing. There's no long term effect with this injury, you know. And if it was a case of maybe taking a couple of years off his career, then it would be a no brainer. He wouldn't be playing. So that's the first thing we made sure that it was 100%. It's basically just the pain that he's in, well, now during games and after games, whether he can sustain that or not. And also I've got to think about the effect if he plays and starts and comes off after 30 minutes, you know. But what we're going to do is make a decision this afternoon one way or another.
So there's a small chance he could be available for Saturday?
He could be available for Saturday, believe it or not.
It's stunning, really.
Yeah.
You're looking to bring in an experienced centre-back, though, aren't you? Because Bennett obviously is going in a couple of weeks, and should Gabby be out for a length of time, then obviously you'd have the option of Brisley, but you want some more experience.
Yeah, I think we've said that anyway before Gabby has got this injury again. You know, I think at the stage of the season we're at, I will try and get one that knows the league well, but it's easier said than done. Young Sean's come in today. We'll see how he does, but it'd be wrong of me, I think, to chuck him straight in, especially with a team that at the moment we're not winning games. But we'll see how he goes, and you know, I know I've said he's not here to replace Ryan, which is right. I don't want to put too much pressure on the lad, but if he trains fantastically well, then there's, you know, I'm not going to cut my nose off to spite my face, but we'll wait and see.
Would the first kind of option then, if Gabby didn't make it for the weekend, be Alcock then playing at centre back?
Alcock or Briggs? You know, both had a go the other night. I felt we lost our balance, and obviously Briggsy went inside one. I thought he was doing very well at left back. So I've got a decision to make there. We'll wait and see.
And let's be fair about Tuesday. Joe wasn't the only one that made a mistake, because there were defensive errors as well. But again, it's a mistake that's in the spotlight, because up to that point you were playing well. You looked fairly comfortable actually against Cardiff, and that goal kind of changed the game. Is there, with the magnitude of this game and it being such a big one for the club, is the temptation to take him out of the spotlight to give him a mental break more than anything?
Well, the decision I'll make will be no different to anything else. It'll be what's best for the team. That's always a think of first. So I've got to make that decision. I know I've made the decision myself in my head. I've got to let obviously certain people know what the decision is, or they pick the team tomorrow, but I'll do what I think is best for the team. The thing with goalkeepers is sometimes your teammates get you out of it, you know. But unfortunately for Joe, it didn't happen on Tuesday. It was 3-0. And like you're quite right in saying that those other people made mistakes. But it does get highlighted when he makes the sort of mistake he did on Tuesday.
How is he? Because he generally has been good at bouncing back. But, I mean, it must get to him.
I think he's fine. He's disappointed. You know, He held his hands up in the dressing room after the game. But he's disappointed. But I would be a little bit more disappointed if he just carried on regardless. You know, he's professional footballer at the end of the day, and he doesn't like making mistakes like everyone else. But I'm sure, if he plays on Saturday, he'll be okay.